John Kerry, the new U.S. Secretary of State, made France part of his first overseas voyage, and it's a nation he's comfortable with both personally and politically. But in the latest in a series of diplomatic mistakes, Kerry accidentally said that the goal of U.S.-led sanctions was to, quote, implode Iran, before quickly trying to correct himself. Kerry was responding to a journalist's question about the importance of dialogue between nations. He referred to talks between former leaders Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, and that's when he may have said more than he had intended.
Richard Nixon, at a time when we had no relationship with China, but there were great dangers, had the courage to send Henry Kissinger and made a decision which opened up China. And a member of the P5 now works with us in concert to try to implode, put the sanctions in place to deal with Iran.
The gaffe wasn't immediately noticed, but its meaning will surely be dissected, particularly in light of the current discussions over Iran's nuclear energy program, which Tehran says is meant for civilian purposes. Since rejoining NATO in 2010, France has marched in lockstep with the U.S., regardless of international perception. The two nations are already working together in the French-led war in Mali, and no one has promoted direct involvement in Syria harder than their former colonial ruler, France. The U.S. has said they will soon make a decision on sending arms to the Syrian opposition forces, but many observers say foreign intervention has already produced negative consequences.
Syrians are being victimized by foreign interference in their country. This instability is victimizing the Assad administration, the opposition, and even the entire international order. The only role for foreign nations is to encourage a national reconciliation through diplomacy and dialogue between the government and the opposition.
Perhaps the only idea which was not warmly received was Kerry's proposal for the US and the EU to create the world's largest free trade zone. France blocked a similar proposal in 1998 over agricultural concerns. Kerry's trip to France went much smoother than it did in Germany, where he inspired laughter on two occasions. First, by saying that Americans have a right to be stupid and disconnected from other people because of their emphasis on free speech. And then again, when he apparently combined the names of two countries to create a new nation called Kyrgyzstan. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.